It didn't happen all at once, the way it does in the movies, when you wake up and the house is on fire. Even back then, Leroy couldn't sleep, and that windy night, he knew he'd be up maybe even until dawn. And the first thing that happened was the lights blinked a few times. That always happened in the morning when his mum used the hairdryer. "That's way too many things plugged into the wall, boys," she'd say, throwing in a few bad words like pepper and salt. "A house only got so much power." And it wasn't even a whole house. It was just a room over a garage. A guest house. That's what the ad had called it. And a guest house sounded so elegant. Like something rich people had in books about England, or places that movie stars stayed. But it was just a room over a garage, and apparently wasn't exactly wired correctly. So when the lights flickered, Leroy didn't think anything of it. But then, fizz, it happened again. And this time was followed by a sizzle. And then darkness. In the weeks and months and years that followed, Leroy could swear that he actually heard what happened next, that he could hear a distinct fizzing and popping and then crackling in the walls. That by the time the smoke reached their room, he was already well aware that the house's skeleton was on fire, and that the rattling wind would soon only make matters worse.